And it is time for our high school report presented by Sweats Tire. With two locations in Bangor and by the first, dream first because you can.
Life is a ball game being played each day.
We welcome in our friend Mark Cowlin of Eastern Maine Sports for a look at all that's going on this weekend. Hello there, Mark.
Hey, Rich. Good afternoon. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks. Now, where are you this afternoon?
Well, Chris will be at Herman, covering the Madomic Valley Herman game. Tomorrow, I will be in Dexter, covering some 8-man football, Orono Dexter, and the girls' soccer game. It's supposed to be homecoming to Dexter. That kind of got canceled, but they do still have a few games.
Excellent. Well, you mentioned that Herman game tonight. This should be a very interesting matchup. Herman finally got in their first game and won it last weekend, and Madomic Valley coming in with a record of 2-2.
Yeah, one of the more intriguing matchups on the schedule this weekend. Very interested to see how Herman got that big win last week and kind of got that game under their belt and see how they can do. And Madomic Valley is a tough opponent also, so we'll see what they can do tonight.
And also a very interesting matchup, a battle of unbeatens with a 2-0 team, Stearns and Holton, getting together.
Yeah, that should be fun. I think Holton's really, really going under the radar here in 8-man football, the small school. I think they can compete with anyone in that there. But Stearns, as you mentioned, very tough opponent too, and should be a good battle tonight up north.
Excellent. And tomorrow, a lot of great games on the schedule as well, including an intriguing matchup between the Golden Bucks of Bucksport and Oak Hill.
Yeah, that's a good Class D matchup right there. Again, I think I mentioned it last week, kind of still seeing where some of these teams are, not a lot of games under their belt, because of, various reasons, mainly COVID. But, it's going to be very interesting. Oak Hill is a traditional power, and, as is Bucksport, so it should be a good battle there.
And we talked a little bit about Bangor, a tough one last week. I'll hold back my comments on what happened with Thornton Academy last week. I addressed that earlier in the week here. But most importantly for Bangor, getting ready to finally break in that new turf at Cameron Stadium.
Yeah, that's going to be great. And, we got news, I think it's been since we talked, the Class D state game will be held there in November, too. UMaine has a lot going on campus that weekend. Women's hockey plays and men's basketball plays on campus on the night of the state championship game. So that got moved to Cameron Stadium, and that's great for Bangor and just the community to have that. And Bangor will host Darren tonight.
That's awesome. What did I see? That'll be the first championship game at Cameron Stadium in, I think, 34 years?
Yeah, 35, I think 86, yeah. Wow. I think 35 years, yeah. And it was a Class B game, and I believe Foxtrot won that one. And, Foxtrot hopes to be back there again playing the Class D game this November.
Now, Mark, we usually focus on football here in this segment, but where are we in the soccer and field hockey seasons? How much time left before we start closing in and get to postseason?
Well, field hockey's got like 2 weeks left. They got 2 weeks left of the regular season. They'll be heading into playoff soccer a little bit more than that. They got three and a half weeks left. I do want to mention somebody in Saga, Ella Hosford, a Bucksport. First of all, Bucksport's outscored opponents, I believe, 62-5 or something like that. She has 31 goals already this year, and she has 56 in her career. She's only a junior. The record for Bucksport is 63, I think, 62 or 63. So she's definitely a player to watch. I'm glad you mentioned, Phil Lucky soccer, because, good to mention her. And another story in soccer, Panquist kind of going under the radar. They're 8-0, having one of their best seasons in a very, very long time. Their next two games, including tomorrow, is against Orono, who's probably considered the top team in Class C. So really get to see where Panquist is right now.
That's exciting stuff indeed. And I have to ask you, here we are going into the final weekend. Will the Red Sox be playing after Sunday?
They will. It might be Monday, but I don't know. You told me in March, told most Red Sox fans in March would be here right now, be delighted, but told people in July would be here right now, would be like, oh no, and then couldn't even take care of Baltimore. That should never happen, huh? But you know, especially this time of year, losing 2 out of 3, where you got a whole lot to play for, and they're just playing out the string. But hopefully they can take care of Toronto this weekend, Baltimore, and hopefully the Angels get some wins. And, hey, you never know. If the Rays play well, the Red Sox play well, then worry about that. But got to worry about themselves first, right?
Is it wrong that I kind of want to see them play Seattle? Although that would be, if they play Seattle Monday, that would be at Fenway, right?
They did. The Red Sox have won the tiebreaker with all those teams because they won head-to-head Yankees, Toronto, and Seattle. So that's a good thing anyway. But, yeah, so that would be a fun one.
I want to see that. I want to see one game with Seattle at Fenway and then go to Yankee Stadium on Tuesday and beat them. And then I guess probably go to Houston after that?
No, Tampa.
Tampa. Oh, God. Wow.
Tampa's got the best record in the American
League. Yikes.
So be Tampa. Definitely not an easy ride right now, but they just got to worry about themselves. If they can't beat Washington, do they really deserve it anyway?
No, but you know what? It's the final weekend of the regular season, and they're playing meaningful baseball, and I don't think most of us thought that would be happening back in March.
No, and I'm very, it's exciting having your favorite team playing meaningful baseball in the last weekend. And, you know, hopefully they can have a good weekend and continue playing because that's what we all want.
Absolutely. Hey, Mark, good to catch up with you as always. Have a great weekend. Of course, to find out everything happening in sports in this area, check out Eastern Maine Sports for all you need to know. And, Mark, we'll visit with you again next Friday.
All right. Thanks for having me, Rich. Take care.
Mark Callen with us on Downtown. Our high school report brought to you, as always, by Sweats Tire, serving you with full automotive repair and a great selection of tires at two locations, 451 Hogan Road and 358 State Street in Bangor. And by the First, dream first because you can. First National Bank, committed to the community.